I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the hour, Cliff Frelick of Cinema St. Louis is going to be here for a preview of the first annual St. Louis International Children's Film Festival. And we'll take a look at the St. Louis Tap Festival and All That Tap 22. We begin, though, with the second annual St. Louis Cabaret Festival, which takes place next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Grand Center. On the phone is a lady who hasn't performed in St. Louis for a few years, but is always gracious enough to talk to us when she is here. She holds the record for singers on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, appearing 76 times. Marilyn May, good to hear from you again.
Hi, Steve. I'm so glad to be with you. Sounds like St. Louis is a very festive city. You've got all kinds of festivals going on.
Yeah, and you're a big part of that. I think you're in Iowa right now performing, right?
I'm in beautiful Lake Okoboji. It's a gorgeous summer resort in northern Iowa, and the lake is blue and gorgeous, and the sky is fabulous. It's about 72 degrees. It's kind of perfect.
We want to trade places with you. You do that every year, though. You're up there every year, aren't you?
This is my 57th, my 57th year up here.
You're kidding, right?
I'm really not.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I've worked for four generations of people, and I know them all, and they're all dear friends.
Hey, listen, we've got someone else on the phone from New York. It's Billy Stritch. Hi, Billy.
I was just going to say, she started doing Okoboji when she was 3 years old, so
that's well, the math.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right, honey.
The math makes sense now.
Hey, Steve.
Billy, the last time you were in St. Louis was when you were here with Liza Minnelli. Was that with the symphony? Am I mixed up about that?
I think it was with the symphony, yeah.
Yeah, at Pell Hall.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was about two or 3 years ago. 2 years ago, maybe.
Well, it's about time you came back, too.
Yes.
And in the studio, someone you both know from the St. Louis Cabaret Conference, it's co-founder Tim Shaw. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm great.
Well, this is the second conference. What did you learn last year?
Well, this is the second festival. We've been doing the conference, which is the training program for 8 years. And the festival, I learned that there's a great market for cabaret in this town, which we've known for 15 to 20 years, and that the Cabaret Project, which produces the festival, is here to fill that void. And we had some great talent last year, Barbara Fasano, Eric Comstock, Karen Mason, and we're thrilled to have Billy and Marilyn and Jason Grand, John Bocchino here with us this year, and it's really exciting.
These aren't easy acts to book, are they?
Well, but they're well worth it.
Marilyn, as a matter of fact, just for a little bit of background, the last few times that I've seen you here in St. Louis, you and Billy were together. So
We were at the Sheldon Theater.
And then there was another place in the Central West End, which just escapes my memory.
Cabaret Saver.
Right. So what's
Saver, that restaurant? Yeah.
Yeah. What's the backstory on your and Billy's relationship?
He was three when he joined me.
Yeah, thank you, honey. Yeah.
actually, he was 18. Or no,
that's
19.
Right. I started going to hear Marilyn. I'm from Houston, Texas, and Marilyn was working quite a lot when I was 18 years old down in Houston at a club called Roscoe's. And all my musician friends were saying, you've got to go hear this singer. She's been on Johnny Carson forever. And I kind of knew the name, but, because I paid attention to that stuff as a kid. But anyway, I went in to see her, and I found myself going back night after night after night. Because to me, I had never seen, well, talk about great singing, but also fabulous entertaining. Someone who could really take a room and just keep them wrapped, hanging on everything for an hour and a half. And I still feel that way about her all these few years later. So
thank you, sweetheart.
It's true. And so I guess I just stalked you, didn't I, Marilyn?
Well, he was boy genius, He was really, really brilliant and had this really, I think you've got a photographic mind, don't you think you do?
Well, maybe. For music, anyway.
Yeah, you do. And he would follow me around the club, between shows. We did two shows a night. And between shows, I would kind of table hop and meet people and visit with people who had become friends. And during that time, this young man was kind of following me and asking me questions about, now I noticed, your modulations, or I noticed you took the tempo differently, or, just all these musical questions about the show, about the arrangements.
And I was driving
And so finally, I turned to my pianist, who was from Houston, And I said to him, who is this kid that keeps following me and asking me questions? He said, I don't know who he is, but I wish he'd stop following me around and asking me questions.
There you go. That was it.
So then he said, come and hear me. And he was working in a restaurant doing a single, just playing piano and singing. And I was so curious, I said, okay. Some friends of mine took me there for dinner. And he comes over, and he said, would you like to sing? And I said, oh, no, I came to hear you, you know. And he said, but I know all your arrangements. And he did.
You know,
so
that's
I got up and sang, and we've been singing together ever since.
You know, that's right. A great story, and it's one of the reasons I love cabaret, because it really is storytelling, isn't it?
Oh,
it
yeah.
is. It really is, absolutely. And, you know, what's so wonderful about having the years that I've had with Marilyn, and I think she'd agree, is that you have so many inside jokes and things that you find funny that are exactly the same. And, you know, it's just such a rapport and an ease on stage together that everybody comments on. You
well,
know,
we're kind of family.
They love it, but they always
we definitely
comment
are
about
family.
Well, I've got a quick Billy Stretch story myself. And
okay.
because. And I'll make this for no, it's nothing bad. And I'll make this very brief. First time I met you, Billy, is when you were here performing with Marilyn. And I talked to you down at the bar, I guess it was after the show, for a few minutes. And honestly, I wasn't familiar with you until that evening. And I thought you and Marilyn were great. Didn't think much about it. Week or two later, I turned on one of the national morning shows on television, and there was Liza Minnelli singing with you at the piano.
Oh, well, there you go.
I said, there's that.
For all us girl singers.
There's that guy I was just talking to.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, that's me. I've been with Liza for, gosh, I want to say 22 years now. So that's been a wonderful, wonderful collaboration as well.
Tim, would you say something about the other two performers?
Well, in addition to Billy's show, which is a salute to Mel Torme and Marilyn's great set at the Sheldon, we have Jason Graw, who is a brilliant singer and comic, and he's a great guy who has been here for many years. He will be doing the St. Louis premiere of his new show, Perfect Harmony, which is a salute to his friend and mentor, Jerry Herman. And he'll be performing August 1st, the same evening that Marilyn's performing. And John Buccino.
He's funny. He's so funny.
Jason is one of the funniest people on the planet. You've got to see him. And on August 2nd, John Buccino is performing. John is a tremendous songwriter who is a Broadway composer. He wrote 2009's A Catered Affair on Broadway. He is his songs have been covered by Barbara Cook and Kristen Chenoweth and Liza Minnelli and Michael Feinstein, Art Garfunkel. He's a brilliant new voice, and it's really exciting to have the new songwriters as part of the St. Louis Cabaret Festival, because as much as we love to celebrate the Great American Songbook, we also love to promote the new Great American Songbook, and I believe John's a part of that.
Definitely.
Yep. Billy and Marilyn, I guess when we talk about how cabaret has changed, you've seen that up close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. For sure. For sure. I mean, in New York, you see it all the time. It changes. You know, for every club that opens, another club that you love maybe closes, you know. So we're always kind of bouncing around trying to find, you know, places to do what we do, you know. And luckily, you know, the opportunities like this great one here in St. Louis open up and give us a chance to come and take it on the road a little bit. So, but it's hard, you know, we're lucky if we find one venue in every region of the country, you know, because it's not the most popular kind of music, but people that come to see it for the first time, you know, tend to become fans of this kind of.
Well, they are ardent fans.
Yes, absolutely.
Billy will play 54 Below with me. It's about a year old, a new club on 8th Avenue and 54th Street in New York in October. We will be there for 2 weeks in October. And the people that come to hear us have heard us, well, in the last 7 years, we figured up, I've worked at almost 60 times in the theater, various clubs in New York. And I usually go in for a 2 week run because I don't live in New York, and so I want to stay there. And people come back to hear us during that time. They'll come on opening night, and then three or four nights later they'll come, and they're just
sure.
You know, they're really loyal. If they like what we do, they are very, very loyal. The club at the Metropolitan Room where Billy opened it. I don't know, 8 years ago?
I'd say 7 years ago.
Uh-huh. And I went in, and I've now worked it, I think, 12 times, and he and I will go back there New Year's Eve and for another 7 nights after New Year's Eve. And we'll see the same faces. We do a show called By Request, and Billy knows so many songs, and I do too. And so we don't even have to have the music. You know, they'll request some tune, and if I don't know the lyrics, I'll turn to him. He'll know the lyrics. And we do all kinds of music that they want to hear, you know, and it seems to be a great time.
Well, I've got a request of my own. I want to sample some of both of your work. And Marilyn, I'm going to start with you. There's a song, Guess Who I Saw Today, I think is the title of it.
Right.
And we're going to start it somewhere in the middle. I just want you to kind of set it up, but it's all about you or whoever happens to be singing it.
You got a recording of it?
Yes, we do.
How do you have a recording of that?
YouTube.
Yeah, it's not
there an we album. Go. Okay. Oh, isn't that interesting?
But we're going to pick it up in the middle, Marilyn. But it starts out about you're a lady and you're out on the town and you're going to go buy.
Don't give them the punchline.
No, I'm not going to. We're going to hear that. but you're going to go buy something new, and then this nice little bar bistro or something catches your eye, right?
A French cafe.
Yeah, and we'll take it from there.
The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner. And as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so much in love. Even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly to the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today?
And that's Marilyn May. We're also talking to Billy Stritch and Tim Shaw about the St. Louis Cabaret Festival. And we were talking about how cabaret tells a story. There was a great story there. And, of course, you don't know what happened till that very last line.
And you gave it away.
No, I didn't.
They'll have to come see us do it.
Billy, we have a medley from you, just one of those things, and on Green Dolphin Street. You want to say something about that?
Yeah, this was one of Mel Torme's iconic arrangements. I just wanted to say how happy I am on Wednesday to be working at the Bistro, which is one of the top jazz rooms in St. Louis and certainly the country. And it's really kind of the perfect venue for the show I'm doing, which is a tribute to the great legendary singer Mel Torme. And so this is the medley that I open my show with, and it's one that he opened many of his shows with as well. And it's a medley of two great jazz standards.
If we thought of it, found the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, good luck, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. Lover, one lovely day, love came lighting my way. Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting, a setting for nights beyond forgetting. And in these moments apart, your love lives in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street. It was one of those things, it was one of those things, it was one of those fabulous things. It was one of those.
those things, it was one of those things, it was one of those casual things. It was one of those things, merely one of those things, it was one of those wonderful.
St. Louis Cabaret presents Billy Stritch Sings Mel Torme. That's going to be Wednesday, next Wednesday, 8 p.m. at the Bistro at Grand Center. We're also talking to Marilyn May, who will be performing Thursday, 8 p.m. at the Sheldon Concert Hall. And before I let you two go, Billy and Marilyn, I know part of what you're going to be doing here, in addition to performing, is conducting a workshop with, I guess, future cabaret singers. So I just wonder what that's like for you.
Well, Marilyn has been doing a lot of teaching in the last couple of years, so she's a perfect fit for this kind of program. I've had an opportunity to do a couple of these in the past as well, and what's wonderful is it gives you a three or four day intensive period of time that you can work with a small amount of young talent, you know, budding singers, and really impart, opinion and wisdom and give them insight into, you know, interpreting the lyrics and kind of helping to shape their performance. And I believe on Sunday night they're going to perform, which is wonderful.
Right. Right. There's a showcase at the Bistro, 7 p.m. 33 singers from across the country, from St. Louis and across the country, will be performing.
Basically, we always say it's communication.
That's right.
It's a great way to communicate. It's not that you sing for the audience. I always believe that you sing to the audience. Directly to them, not just for them. There's no fourth wall, as there is Broadway. You know,
right.
It's a different kind of entertainment that's very personal, and very personal with the audience, and they love what you do because you're communicating with them. It's an eye to eye kind of thing. It's just like conversation, and all those songs, all those great songs. There's messages in those songs that I hope that somehow to impart. The wisdom of communication via music.
Well, you're both great. I enjoy seeing you both every time that I do see you, and we really look forward to having you both back in town. Marilyn May and Billy Stritch, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Lovely
to be with you.
Great.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
So, Tim, bye. See you guys. So, Tim, in conclusion, just say something more about the week, and who are these other performers that are going to be doing the showcase that you mentioned recently?
Well, we've got 33 singers from St. Louis and from around the country. About 60% of those folks are coming from other cities, and these are singers from college age to full-blown adulthood who are learning the art and craft of cabaret performance, just like Marilyn and Billy said, really to learn to connect to their music in a personal way and also connect to their audience in a very clear and specific way, too.
It's next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's St. Louis Cabaret Festival, and if you'd like ticket information, it's MetroTix at 534-1111, or if you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link, and you can find out more that way. Tim, it's a great addition to the entertainment scene in St. Louis, and
I
really look forward to it again.
Thrilled to be part of it.
Tim Shaw, thank
Steve.
You. Thank you so much. Coming up next on Cityscape, the St. Louis Tap Festival, and later, the St. Louis International Children's Film Festival. This is St. Louis Public Radio.